Turn the channel. It's time. Fuck the fun and games. It's time to change things. Every topic that we drop is gonna be on top. Front of your pineal. Breaking it down to the subliminals.
Welcome to the podcast. The Sport Against Life podcast. Buckle podcast.
I am the Red Dragon.
Dig this, y'all. We back once again. Therapy session live with Sportacus Life and the Phantom King. You know what I mean? Major guest on the show at all times. You know, he done found his regularly given slot to drop these jewels on top of your op. You know what I'm talking about? So, with that in mind, man, we gonna soul control the globe, man. Man, what's been on your mind, man? What's good with you, man?
Oh, man, you know, another day on this planet, man, trying to figure it out, man. That's about it, man. Maintaining and staying away, man, and stress-free, man. Loving this opportunity right here, man. Loving this platform, man. Loving the whole idea, man. Therapy session is it's mandatory for everybody to have some kind of therapy session, man. And this right here is just amazing.
Man, we got to have some therapy, man, because if we don't have no therapy, man, we will go crazy. And especially for our brothers, as our sisters congregate and commune with their sisters or watch television shows as a form of therapy. Men pretty much don't have that same opportunity. Yeah, we can sit back and watch shows, but our therapy comes from conversation of what's going on in our community, what's going on in our families, seeking constant betterment all the time, and thus therapy session, man, because, you know, I may be going through something and you my therapist.
That's right. That's right. That's how I go, man. You know, we used to go to the barbershops, hang out at the barbershop
all
day.
I like that. Yes.
Pool halls, hang out all day.
Right.
Most now, the working man, he gets stressed out and he goes to the bar so he can get off work.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's trying to find a place where he can go relax, clear his mind, you know, shoot the breeze with some fellas who may or may not understand where he's coming from. So this just gives an opportunity for everyone, man, especially on our level as men, because we don't really have a place that we can just go vent and release that stress. We're beside people looking at us going, oh, you're acting weak. Oh, suck it up. Do you. Just suck it up. But nah, man, it ain't how it's supposed
to be. Men are a bridge. And a bridge is very strong. Yeah, man, but at certain times.
It's strong until an earthquake happened. And it's not earthquake proof. Then the bridge fall.
Then the bridge fall, man. right. I mean, straight up, man. So straight up, man. I'm trying to keep all my geological assessments right. Either detect the earthquake before it come and change the outcome of it, or as he said, build a new bridge.
Build a new bridge, man. Make it stronger and better, man. And utilize your friends, man, you know, and don't call everybody your friend. You know, a lot of times we use that word too loosely, and we say, oh, that's my homeboy. I've been knowing him since I was a small kid, but that don't mean he's your friend. Maybe it was you were in that neighborhood because your parents moved you there, and there was
right.
some people around you.
Right,
As you get older, you got to learn how to decipher what's a real friend.
What is a real friend from what is not a real friend from an opportunist? Because opportunist comes in the form of friends at times, and every other foul, wretched thought of a human being or of an unevolved human being, which probably would make that a man instead of a human being.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's capable of anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And utilizing cloaks, if you will, to ascertain its selfish function.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Hmm. That's why I always believe in a right hand up, not right hand out. You know, if we're in a relationship together as homeboys or brothers, that's what I should say, it's right hand up, not right hand out. And, you know, be honorable. You know, honorable in all your decisions that you make that include me as your friend or brother. So a lot of people don't understand that. So a lot of people are not honorable. They just use the word friend, or that's my partner, that's my day one since I was a little kid, but they really don't really understand the meaning of that term.
Absolutely, man. You got to have some integrity with it. You know what I mean? To be
speak on it,
because you know, sometimes a real friend, right, is a priceless heirloom. No matter what transpires throughout the course of the evolution of the friendship, you know what I mean. I was once told you tend to have the same friends for a lifetime.
Lifetime.
But you may have 6 or 7 wives.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah. And but you got, you know, friends. Wow. Friends, you know, they don't really come and go. They come and then they die.
Mm.
So they're your friends forever until you know, one of you guys pass away. They may move away, but they're still your friend. You know, just because they stay in another state or another city doesn't necessarily mean they're not your friend anymore. They just evolved from your surroundings and went somewhere else.
Yeah.
Or a job took them somewhere else. Whatever happened, life happens.
Life happens. Just in this, the opportunity for my friend over here was to move down to Hawaii.
Right. Right. There we go.
And now I'm so happy because it's like we both in Hawaii.
Now, because now I get to go to Hawaii. And I don't have to be a tourist. I can go visit my friend.
Yeah.
And I'm a tourist per se, but I'm also visiting my homeboy. So now I'm a little more comfortable with a native person who's actually living down there, who knows what's going on, who's going to help me navigate while I'm on my little vacation.
Man, some will go, some will stay.
Man,
you know,
some fly, some die.
Some fly, some die, man. So with that in mind, we just going to love on life, ladies and gentlemen. Man, soon the floor will be open to live calls, and we'll be able to then take in live calls and work on some more therapy other than being the congressional therapy session for pulling our therapy out of the universe. You know,
yes,
maybe
yes.
We can handpick some of these therapy experiences that we're experiencing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's vast. I mean, sometimes we may need therapy because of what's going on in our homes.
Yeah.
You know, with our wives or our wives with our husbands or whatever the situation may be. You want some real therapy that won't be back out on the streets in your community after you done confided in somebody some real heavy things. You know what I mean?
You done told your truth to someone, then they didn't use your truth to make your demise at the same time.
Right. You know what I mean? So that's not real therapy, right? Right. We talking about real deal therapy. So a lot of the times when we are talking, the names will be changed to protect the guilty. And you know what I mean? As,
speak on it.
You know, we live and direct, man. We out here on the bricks getting it, man. So every sound, every bird, every word is what it is. So going in and flying into that, I just like to say, you know, when dealing in relationships, right?
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Right? Let's crack the form just for a moment, right? Right.
Let's go. Let's talk about it.
Right. When you're dealing with a relationship or you're in a relationship, there's so many. If for a functioning relationship, because we already know what a buffoonery of relationships from the past have become.
Oh, okay.
But we're talking about something functional, and something functional means that things have to be talked through, things have to be worked through, emotions have to be looked at with a grain of salt. Your friend is going through something, and somehow that got projected into you guys' relationship now.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Hmm. Things like that, and you're wondering, wait. It's 1,000 and different aspects when dealing with the relationship. Who's going to be this role, or is there a role to be, or is love growing and growth everything inside of a relationship, man? Because if you guys are together, then I really personally believe that a relationship is about building.
Oh, or totally, totally.
100%. Why are you in it?
Yeah. Well, you know, when you use the word love, to me, love stands for lust over valued energy. And that's why we get mad when we're in love with someone and that energy that we put in the relationship is not reciprocated to us.
Mm-hmm.
So then we go out and we look for that again. As a man that's in a relationship with a woman, you have to face your fears, which means you have to sit down sometimes and talk.
Mm-hmm.
Most men don't want to sit down and talk. They don't want to discuss what's going on. They don't want to discuss their weaknesses with their partner. So they run from that. And in this day and age, you can't run from that because your woman is seeking advice and guidance from you. That's why she's with you. And you should be doing the same. A lot of time we get caught up and we know we start malfunctioning, and like a computer or a robot or a mechanism, we just, you know, our brains start thinking one way, and our mind is so powerful that we create things that's not even there. And we mess the whole relationship up because we have created a negative energy in our relationship.
Off the if factor.
Oh, which is so powerful. Two letters, huh?
Right, right, right. I consider if the devil himself in so many different regards, because a lot of people get convicted on what if would happen. I'll give you a prime example. I was in a city. And I realize this is a new city I'm in, and I need to make a left turn. However, I'm in the right lane, but I need to make a left turn because you can make a left turn. But so I look in my rearview mirror. I notice there wasn't nobody clearly behind me. And I say, hey, if I put a little effort into it, I can make this left lane. I can make this left light since no one's here. Right. So I did so. Well, I get halfway down the block. Police car pulls me over.
Uh-oh.
Officer pulls me over. He said, if someone was coming, I would have caused an accident. I said, well, I'm in a new city, and the reason why I did so was because my MapQuest, you know, instructed me to, and it seemed safe at the moment because there was no other cars coming up, and that's why I did it. Had there had been another car, then I knew I would not have been able to make that turn. And I would have lost time on my journey, but for safety, then that's the right thing. But I had an opportunity right here. He said, man, I'm going to have to give you a ticket. I said, man, you going to give me a ticket for if?
Yeah. Yeah, because you
not broke. What happened, but you gave me, I literally got a ticket for what if would have happened, bro. That's not cool, man. I don't believe.
So his job is to maintain the law. So in his eyes, you broke the law. If it's in your mind. But in his mind, you did break the law. So, therefore, he didn't have to give you a ticket.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He controlled that destiny right there.
Totally. Totally. But he also taking care of his city, which may need the money from the ticket.
Oh, all the time.
See? So, it's always a bigger picture.
So, it's always a bigger picture. See. But that's crazy. And that's why, man, if let's always, if we can, and exercise for the day. Let's replace if with in the event of. Right? Because ifs never happen. And yet people get
caught
convicted
up on,
on a something that would never happen or something that did not happen. Mm-hmm. You rather instead of looking at what did happen, you want to place more energy on what if would have happened and then convict by what if would have happened.
Yeah, yeah. And that's how we do our relationships.
And that's how we do our relationships.
Same thing. I mean, wake up, man, and you don't have a communication bridge between you and your partner, and now everything becomes if or maybe or might be or just insecurities all the way around because you don't have that open line of communication. When you're dealing with someone and you guys are serious about it, then you have to be open. And you have to communicate. I'm not saying, you know, spill out all your beans, tell all your friends' business. Keep that outside your household. If you and your friends got something going on, don't talk to your spouse about that. Don't bring that into the house because guess what you're going to do? You're going to create something in your house that you may not be ready for because now maybe that person is going to say, you might be doing the same thing. What if you're doing that too to me?
You see. What if you're doing that to the me and then you get convicted by the actions that they may take towards you to protect themselves from that if?
100%. That's my whole point. That's my whole point.
That destroys relationships, bro.
Kills them. Because Sam is over here cheating on Becky now, but Sam's your friend. So now what if you're also cheating? What?
And I don't think this is going to work anymore.
Because you may be cheating on me as well.
What?
What?
What you and your homegirl or your homegirl is going through in her household, we're not going through that.
We don't have
ours.
The same problems.
We don't have the same problems. You know what type of problems we have? Mm-mm. What we want the gardener to do.
Yeah.
I don't want the rose bushes cut. You want the rose bushes cut.
See, Sam ain't got that problem. Sam over there choking his girl.
Right. Oh.
You coming home and getting mad at me like I'm choking you.
Right.
I'm not treating you the same. Don't treat me the same.
Or whatever.
Now, that word right there, see, I just put my cup of coffee down.
I seen you. Oh, I seen you do that. I guess we cracking it into another dimension, ladies and gentlemen.
The control thing. When you get into a relationship with someone, just remember, when you go in a relationship, the backgrounds are different. That person is raised by two different people. You're raised by two different people. So your belief and understanding is different. You may be dealing with a Muslim, and you may be Catholic. So when you get into a relationship with someone and you started, you know, your behavior patterns start, and the other person may think you're trying to control them. Oh, you don't want me to do that. You're trying to control my life. Or she don't want you to do something, and you think, oh, she's trying to control my life. What if you guys don't have an understanding, and therefore it has caused a problem in your relationship because you guys don't sit down to talk about the relationship?
No, that will cause a problem. That's not even the if right there.
Okay.
No, that right there. And I'm glad you brought a topic up, meaning this. You were raised by two different people. She was raised by two different people, two different outlooks. Maybe this consciousness doesn't like that consciousness.
Mm-hmm. In my household, the seat was up. It wasn't always down.
My household, the seat was up, bro.
So what about that? So when you get to some relationship with someone, then they're yelling at you because your seat's always up. Well,
that was a form of respect in our house.
Well, that let me know that we was raised different because in my household, the seat was up.
Seat was up.
And you can let the seat down.
It was much safer and cleaner to let the seat down.
Because you let the seat up, when you look in the bathroom, you see that you'll see all the dirtiness. When the seat's down, you can't see the dirtiness.
No.
The urine is just sitting on the bottom of the seat.
So with that in mind, now let's say this. Raised by Christians, raised by Muslim. Now, now that you're on your own, you're grown, you decide you don't want to be a Christian. Fine. This person over here that you met, you're in love with, was raised a Muslim. They decide they no longer want to be a Muslim. So, say, now you two guys are non-denominational. But your path, past being raised by a Christian, now that I took on this non-denominational role, my actions will still be of Christian walk. Mm-hmm.
So you might say a prayer before you eat your food.
Right, even though I say, hey, man, I didn't denounce Christianity, but I'm still living my life in a Christian manner. Mm-hmm. As if my counterpart, she was a Muslim, and she says she doesn't want to be a Muslim anymore, but she's still living her life by a Muslim concept. You know what I mean? By Islamic concept. Mm-hmm. And but yet, she's non-denominational, I'm non-denominational. Mm-hmm. So now it goes back to some of the ways that we were raised. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Well, shucks, well, that's why I do that. Oh, and that's why you do that. Mm-hmm. But this is the reason why I left religion. Well, this is the reason why you left religion. Well, why is religion still controlling our life?
Think of that word again. Control. That word is, I'm telling you, man, that word can destroy you or it can make you stronger. You can control your vibe. You can control your environment. You cannot control another human.
No.
You don't own no one.
No.
You can make reference. You can make suggestions. You can actually say, hey, you know, maybe it'll be easier for us to do it this way. But you can't control that person. And the moment that word comes into your relationship, you have to really sit back and think, what did I do for that word to become a factor in our lives? So now you think that I'm trying to control you. And then once you replay the events, just maybe you did do something that was controlling. What if you didn't? What if you did?
Right. See, it goes right back. I mean, the wordplay and semantics of the semantics that are especially the target market that they're targeting for it, baffled, bamboozled, and hoodwinked. Hmm. Because now we got situations where these real life shows or whatever they call these type of shows where they do things supposed to be happening in real life or whatever it is, but they're still going off a script. And they're selling plastic surgery and purses and handbags is really what the show is about. That's how I see it in my eyes. Now, my counterpart may see it as a relaxing show. Mm-hmm. After work, I can come back and relax. But subconsciously, that's doing something subconsciously to the mind.
It's controlling subconsciously, you.
That will affect our real relationship.
Yeah, it's controlling you because you look at all the lights, camera, action, and then you try to you know, mimic that into your everyday lifestyle when you know for a fact that it's not real.
It's not real.
It's not real at all.
And a percent of households have went in flames combating that in their personal relationship.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
To be different is good. To be different is good.
It's unique.
Right.
That's where it comes from.
Right. To be different is unique. But then on some form of fashion, relativity has to be there as well. On some type of conscious evolution of betterment has to be there. You know what I mean? To the degree, you know what? I didn't like the way the waiter brought us our water. Me either. You want to leave? Yeah, let's go. You know, just, you know, okay, that's great to be a light right there. You know what I mean? But what about, how about, did you read that book yet? Oh, I'm, babe, I got it on audiobooks, man, when I drive to work every morning I'm on it. She's like, oh, I'm almost done with it, right? Well, and then, I love fish. She hates fish. You know what I mean?
I like thin crust. You gonna make her like fish?
Right,
though?
I like thin crust pieces. She like thick crust pieces.
You gonna make her like thin crust? See, that's controlling.
See, now that's
That's controlling.
Now that's controlling.
That's controlling. Now all of a sudden you're making me do what you want me to do because you do it. That's controlling.
That's controlling. That's controlling when it alters the reality of who you are to make someone or something happy with your movements through their depiction of how you should be.
Yeah. See, now that right there is when I walk away from you and tell you this is not working for us.
It's not working for us.
Because you're looking for someone you can control.
Can't be that.
I can't be that. And that goes back to the friends you pick. You can control the friends you pick. You can control the vibe you create. You can control the atmosphere that you hang around. If your friends is not on the same page as you are, then maybe they shouldn't be considered as a friend. Because friends support each other 100%. Friends,
absolutely.
You know, we use the word real friend. Realizing everyone ain't loyal.
Right, right.
That's
right.
What real stands for.
Right, realizing everyone is not loyal. Because real friend is going to give you some therapy and not put
gonna
your business.
Going to tell you the truth.
Going to tell you the truth. Oh, even you don't want
to
hear.
You might not like what they say,
no.
But you need to hear what they're saying.
Right.
Because a friend, he don't want to lead you down, or she don't want to lead you down the dark road when they clearly went down that path already, or they watching you fail. So a friend will tell you, hey, man, that's not working for you. You should try something else. That's not kind of control you. That's actually being a friend.
That's really, really, really being a friend right there at that point.
100%.
When they see someone that they love is going down the wrong path, or for whatever reason. I mean, man, you keep making the same mistakes buying cars. You keep making the same mistakes in relationships. You keep making the same mistakes at jobs, bro. You keep making these same mistakes, man. So at some point it could be you, man. And really, as your friend, I'm telling you, it's you, blood.
It's you. I'm being open and honest. Hey, look, man, I've watched you for the last 10-15 years make the same mistake. Stop doing it that way,
please.
Stop. You keep tying your shoes that way, your shoestrings keep coming untied. You keep tripping
all the time, blood.
Why you keep doing it? So and as a friend, you should want people around you who will not hold information back that's going to make you a better person.
No, a friend wouldn't do that.
And that's a real friend. A real friend realizes that, hey, I need to let this person know. And, yeah, they might be a little bitter in the beginning, but hopefully they'll understand that, hey, I was only doing this for us.
Right. Even though I know I'm about to tell you this shit, and I know your ego is going to have us... We gonna be on one for a couple weeks, bro, and I don't even care. No, but what you talking about, man? That shit that you did last night.
Yeah, that wasn't cool.
That wasn't cool. Come on, man. I just told you we about to be on one, but I gotta tell you.
Now this is where we draw the line in the sand, though. when your friend say, "Hey, I seen Keisha outside with Tom."
Oh, see. See.
Now, do your friend really know Keisha? Or do your friend really know Tom? Do your friend really know? That might be her cousin.
Wow.
That might be her brother. Might be her family member from out of town. But should your friend tell you that he's seen Keisha out with Tom? Or would you want your friend to not say anything?
See, that's so double-folded right there. You know what I mean? No, real talk. That's such a double-fold thing. The common mind would say, man, if you see my bitch somewhere, man, tell me about my bitch doing anything out of pocket. Or tell me about my dude doing anything out of pocket. Blah, 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 blah. But then, just like you said, he come back and tell you, but in what light do they tell you this information?
Mm-hmm.
Because you
mm-hmm.
may have the greatest relationship to them, and they always wanted to destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
So if he did mm-hmm. see Keisha, or mm-hmm. she did see your man out, and y'all think y'all always going on trips, and mm-hmm. every time we see y'all always mm-hmm. doing, and y'all happy and throwing mm-hmm. parties and all of that.
Oh, nobody likes happy.
Nobody likes happy.
Nobody likes happy.
My goodness.
I don't care what nobody said. We can argue all day about that.
Right.
You look at the social media, you see the happy couple, they all out. They all having fun. They cooking together. He at the wash house with her. He grocery shopping with her. He's cleaning the car. She's cleaning the house. It's just a happy couple.
That's a happy couple.
And then all of a sudden, you're on the outside looking in going, but I did see her with Tom.
I'm going to tell him.
I knew she was doing something wrong.
Shit.
You have no idea who Tom is.
Right.
No idea. Tom can be my brother. My cousin that she's out with that. I told her to go take Tom to Target.
How about this? Oh, you do know my wife's realtor.
Oh.
Oh, so when you seen him at Starbucks, that was she was with a client.
Oh.
Oh. But thank you.
Oh.
Hating ass motherfucker trying to start
Ooh.
Some shit.
Ooh.
You see what I'm saying? So he can go Ooh. Both ways. Both ways. Now, if you seen your friend, how can we say this? I guess, this is our podcast. We can say it any way we want to say it. So if she seen her man with or doing, you witnessed a sexual encounter.
You seen a kiss.
You seen a kiss.
It was smacking. Mwah.
You, right. Well, I don't really know how to tell you this because I don't want to get involved in your relationship.
No, you my partner, tell me.
See, now that's different.
That's different.
See, now that was out
that's
of luck because I don't want you to be a fool.
That's different.
You see what I'm saying?
Now, it's on you how you relay the information to your partner. Don't go in that and be and change the vibe because if you already know something and you got the information. See, this is what I learned about
the
women.
Facts came in. You felt something, but now a fact came in the dough for you.
There you go. Now you got something to go to bat with.
So, it's such a thin line, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like mm-hmm. a ballerina dancing mm-hmm. on thin ice, if you will, because mm-hmm. it's how they tell you that information.
Mm-hmm. So I keep my woman away from everybody except family.
Except family.
You know why? Because if we don't mix those two things, friends and family, then I don't have that problem. Because most people try to bring it and make it one big happy household, and we all hanging out together. Me, you, Keisha, Tom.
See.
And that's when problems start.
And that's when the problems start because family and friends are different.
Completely.
Right?
Completely.
And really, my family is my family, but my friends are my friends.
100%.
You feel 100%. Me? Because sometimes you can need $60 to get your cell phone going out, and then your family will tell you to come over and have a $500 party
mm-hmm.
on
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. It's like, man, I need mm-hmm. $60 to keep my phone turned on so I can get some money coming into
mm-hmm.
me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then the friend be like, man, what's going on with you, man? Something ain't right. Man, I'm so stressed, nigga. I need to get this phone bill paid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, blood, how much is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here, blood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Get it back to me when you get on.
Mm-hmm.
So family and friends are really different, right?
Completely different.
A completely different thing. You know what I mean?
We try to throw both of them in the same pot because they both starts with F. But I'm here to tell you they're completely different.
They completely
will
different.
Be food and fucked.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, Phantom King is getting ready to go on one. But before we do. We're about to take a commercial break. Thank these sponsors for putting this on and all that old good stuff. Anchor, you know, I'm going to always shoot it out to you twice, two or three different times. We on 7 other different platforms and growing. Thanks to Anchor. And until then, we're going to be right back after these commercials.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.